live from Houston, Texas. It's JJHI Radio. Tonight,
real news headlines
and
the robots are taking over.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9168. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another night of JJHI Radio. Couldn't be more pleased you'd join us on JJHeadInterests.com. Click the live button on the player. You might be following us on Facebook. You might have found us on Spotify, which means you're not listening live, and shame on you for that. Nonetheless, folks, we do have a fairly stimulating program, I think, for you this evening. Be discussing advances in robotics. Some interesting real news headlines here on the program for your ear holes. Thank you, George Lowe, for the intro. Hope you're well wherever you may be. The number to call if you'd like to participate this evening. We might open the phones. We don't know. Could be. We'll be right back.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at JJHeadInterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Special someone.
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
Real news headline. Hit it. Real news headlines. Turn it down there, Gary. President Biden has declared Martha's Vineyard a disaster zone as individuals seeking asylum arrive from various border states around the country. The event is triggering a taco shortage at nearby eateries. The shortage has plunged the town into starvation and prostitution. Wow. Prompting local authorities to ration food to residents until the problem is eliminated. To Las Vegas, Nevada, where a new entertainment establishment has brokered. Tommy, you gotta write this correct. Jesus. A new gaming establishment has broken ground. The 24,000 square foot building is geared towards fans of anime and waifu culture. Pillar rooms and life-size glory hole rooms are decorated with the guests choice of female cartoons. And finally, to Denver, Colorado, where protesters have taken to the street in support of Beyond Meat Chief Operating Officer Doug Ramsey. Mr. Ramsey is accused of biting the nose of a student during a University of Arkansas football game. The protesters chanting "Free Ramsey's Meat" have seen a shockwave of disappointment to Denver natives showing up to receive free food, only to be turned away. More meat to come. This is Real News Headlines. I'm JJ Head, and you're listening to JJ Chai Radio. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
At the end of your message, press 1.
Sometimes people ask me, "Tony, what's the biggest party you got?" And I say, "You can't handle that pie." They says to me, "No, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got?" And again, it says, "You can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie." It says, "No, really, how big is the pie?" And I say, "All right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie?" Sometimes they says, "Yeah, I can handle that pie." I says, "You can't handle that pie.
I won't sell
a pie
to a guy that can't handle that pie.
You wanna buy the Big Papa, as I call it, you gotta be at least 6'3",
you gotta be
220 lean,
like a D1 linebacker before I sell you that pie, alright?
It's just dangerous.
Like a 12-year-old Girl Scout, that's a liability.
You think you can handle the Big Papa? Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right? Sometimes people ask me, "Tony, what's the biggest party you got?" And I say, "You can't handle that pie." They says to me, "No, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got?" And again, it says, "You can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie." It says, "No, really, how big is the pie?"
At the end of your message.
Oh, say, can you see?
Attention baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC Jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Banger Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th, and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
And the home of the brave.
JJ Chai Radio. Welcome back, folks. I hope wherever you are, you're having a pleasant one. Tonight's topic of discussion, or theme, if you will, I'm not big on topics, is the automation revolution. Here's what we know now. There is a conscious effort in this country and others to take tasks that may be mundane or unpleasant, and instead of offshoring those jobs, we create real machines that do those jobs once again. It started with the cotton gin. Various civil rights legislation afterwards. Thank God for that. The personal computer. Internet porn. And the adult industry, the adult entertainment industry in general, appears to be automated. Or becoming so, anyways. This evening, we did receive a fairly interesting, because it's JJ Head interest, right? You know, my interest, your interest, interesting things. We received a leaked journal from an individual working inside of the Tesla Robotics division. I'll read a little bit here of this message. JJ, I'm writing this to blow the whistle. And this whistle will shake up the mechanical sex industry. What? Various devices that can make you do so. Very interesting. The human body is comprised of only 77 hinge points and joints, few of which have a twerkable effect on the gluteus region. Whereas our Tesla twerk box possess 347 different functional joints. Wow. It's a lot of joints, folks. Probably more than you'd see at a Bob Marley concert, am I right? Twerking our bots' butts is another dimension. They can drop it like it's hot while simultaneously shaking those ass cheeks independent of leg or hip movement. It's like if two butt cheeks became four independent glutes and could jiggle in multiple styles simultaneously. Wow. I wonder if they have a card swiper there. Watch out for identity theft, you know what I mean? A bit like massage chairs' automatic rollers do. These twerk bots operate in a similar fashion, except underneath a fleshy artificial ass mesmerizing clients like a kaleidoscope. But don't microdose psilocybin while watching this performance, or your brain's erections will put enormous pressure on your skull. I didn't know brains could get erect. That sounds fascinating. I wonder what that looks like on an X-ray. Practical applications of the Tesla twerk bot include educational drag events for elementary school pep rallies. Very good. Serving drinks and first-class flights. Hey, whatever happened to that, right? Things are about to get good in this world. Getting the butt groove in your favorite lounge furniture just right after a hard day's of work. Hard days of work, they wrote. Very interesting. Making your ex-girlfriend jealous at the local country and western dance hall. Boots and cutoff jeans not included. And near light-speed lap dances and falling in love. But don't fall in love too hard, because our twerk bots are completely disloyal. And we'll shake it for any John, Jane, Sam, or Pat that requests attention. Very interesting. These sound like very talented machines, folks. And my curiosity is that will it do the same that basically video arcades did? You start in a place where all the different types of machines are there for your entertainment, pay to play or pay per play. Drinks are served. It's a place to get away from it all, right? But now, especially if these things can be purchased for individual use, sort of eliminates that nostalgia for the strip club, isn't it? One way or another, 210-888-9198 is the number to call this evening. We will be opening those lines here shortly. If you'd like to go ahead and start calling. We can start setting up here the hold for the program. Appreciate your participation. Every night, 9 p.m. Central Time, JJHI Radio is live like it is right now. So if you're listening on Spotify or from the website, first of all, thank you. But you should join us on live broadcast night Wednesdays. So maybe you could give us a call and a piece of your mind. You all sit tight. We'll be back here shortly with more JJHI Radio. Next.
Listening to JJHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Boost Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
Yeah, these beats are disgusting.
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns, we've got strobes, we've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from Gerald's Pet Finance. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, a.k.a. DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
Come on down to Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Horns, strobes, bass. Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Let's get it on.
Come to the DJ Depot. Appreciate the DJ Depot sponsoring the program. We've opened up the lines here. We have somebody here on the line I don't think we've spoken to before on JJHI Radio. Camaro Carrera, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Camaro, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, I get the impression you probably listen to, as you most Wednesday nights do here at JJHeadInterest.com, you've been listening to the program. We were talking about this leaked journal from someone from Tesla talking about a twerk bot. How does that sit with you?
Which aspect? A leaked journal, or how excited am I about the product?
I would imagine. I'm curious about your excitement about the product. I'm very, you know, excited myself for a leaked journal, JJHI Radio exclusive. But no, I mean, what are your thoughts?
Why don't we just dig into the product and we can talk about how amazing and revolutionary this product is.
Sure.
I actually am a huge fan of your show. I frequently listen to it.
Thank you.
And, I heard a little bit of your intro talking about the Tesla twerk bots and decided I better just call in.
Excellent. Do you have some experience in the field, sir, or what's your background, if you wouldn't mind letting our listeners know?
Sure, no problem. So thanks. I'm the director of marketing at Tesla twerk bots, and I've been in this position for about 18 months now.
Oh, wow.
But I've been a part of the project for the last 7 years.
Mr. Carrera, it's an honor to have you on the program. I appreciate the fact you're joining us. What a surprise. So you were in charge of marketing this particular product. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I see.
Absolutely. And I got another surprise for you. I actually have some guys from the development team who are also a fan of your show. They want to jump in here at some point if you'll allow them.
Absolutely. No, please. The more the merrier in this case, I think.
Okay. So, well, first of all, I heard you mention our product a little bit earlier. What did you go over already?
In the beginning, we kind of laid out the different, what I found to be interesting, to be honest with you, just getting started, the hinges, the fact that the human body doesn't have the same hinge mechanisms from a kinesthetic standpoint to produce the perfect torque. Did I read that correctly?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Uh-huh. And so the natural evolution is to, first of all, I would imagine, establish what the ideal torque movement is, correct?
That is a question we asked ourselves several years ago. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and sure.
There are many preferences on ideal torque movements, so what we decided to do was just go ahead and incorporate every torque movement imaginable and then some.
I see. Did you focus group these?
We did do a focus group, and we got, let's see, it was a 97.8% approval rating
on
people who came to our focus groups. Yes.
I see. And then how many different types of torques did you demonstrate for the focus group?
Well, considering the fact that our torque bot is made from a artificial general intelligence, it can even learn more moves in addition to what moves we programmed into it.
I see. Got it.
So in other words, it's quite possibly infinite number of twerking and jerking motions. But in the test group, they were able to request certain moves, and the torque bot was happy to comply.
That's fascinating. So its overall performance evolved as it continued through the focus group.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And each torque bot that leaves the factory, because it's based on an AGI,
mm-hmm.
it's going to learn as the owner uses and interfaces with it, or their friends or family or whoever.
Fantastic.
So the product will continue to evolve and change over time the more you own it, in addition to other upgrades and firmware upgrades and things that we're going to release.
Well, I found it interesting that there is a potential for supplying an integrated card reader that could be swiped between the two cheeks on a pay-per-play basis. Do you see that being a good model to be implemented in various types of bars and restaurants?
Well,
seems kind of handy, you know?
I don't mind. Yes, sir. Yeah, I don't mind talking about that. But I have a question for you, though. Where did you hear about that? Because that was not made public. We weren't sure where to go with that yet.
Well, I think just reading the journal, it was a natural conclusion one would come to or on, you know? And I'm purely curious if that's something from a convenience standpoint that's going to be offered, you know? Hey, the torque bot's coming to bring my appetizer. Oh, I'm all done with my appetizer. Got to swipe through those butt cheeks. You know what I mean?
Yes, we envision those different scenarios. So obviously you have a couple of options, one being whatever the client wants to do. However, they can't make any modifications, significant ones at least, such as a card reader for our product without our approval or some other type of work.
Excellent. So that would be an API type integration, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir, yes.
I think it'd be good. It'd be a great thing from a revenue recovery standpoint. And also, really, it's a cleanliness thing. Instead of having somebody's icky hands on your ATM, you're just swiping it through sanitary robotic butt cheeks. You're paying, you're done, you're out of there. You know what I mean? And it's time to bring in someone for the next table.
Exactly. Although I don't know how many people are swiping human butt cheeks. I certainly never have. But
I hope it's not happening. Yeah, I hope it's not happening. You never know if you rub someone the wrong way who's serving your food. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Yep, that's a good point. Well, I have good news, though. We are going to be releasing that aspect of the product.
Oh, wow. Were you just on a Teams message there?
We already have it worked out. We just weren't going to publicize that yet, but it seems like it's already kind of leaked out, and there's nothing negative with discussing it.
Not at all. It's a JJHI radio exclusive. We appreciate that, Mr. Camaro.
Interesting thing is, may I speak, or do you have, are we on a limited time frame here?
No, by all means. We'll be taking more calls here in just a minute as the lines start to fill up.
Okay, yeah. So, interesting thing about the credit card swiper is that the numerous joints that we placed inside the butt cheeks will actually allow a patron to stick it into the butt cheeks of the torque bot, and it will hold it there for you. So if your hands are slippery from, say, spilling a drink, whatever, you know, the credit card will safely stay secured there. You're not going to have to worry about dropping it and picking it up off a dirty floor or anything.
That's excellent. Now, how do you avoid these, you know, card skimmer devices you see at the gas station being jammed in those cheeks?
Well, TorqueBot being an AGI with almost near human intelligence and sensory capabilities and whatnot, you would essentially have to assault the AI and forcibly put in some sort of skimming device. And at that point, if the AGI feels threatened like that, it's going to alert the owner. So we pretty well got that part figured out.
I can imagine if someone tried to shove a credit card skimmer up my butt sack. Did I say butt sack? Butt sack. If someone jammed something up there, I'd be pretty upset and I'd notice too. So I would imagine a robot could probably, even with a bright proximity sensor, identify, hey, this guy's jamming a skimmer up my rear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that could be potential. I guess unless you're going to take a cut, am I right?
Yeah, hey, maybe. In that case, it's permissible penetration. Permissible penetration, yes, JJHI Radio. It's a live program here. We're on with Camaro Carrera with Tesla Robotics. With Tesla Robotics, the marketing department, talking about the Torque Bot. That's right.
Yep. Sidebar before I continue, if you don't mind, I'd like to give you a spiel about the product, and then if you, there's still time, you can ask questions and whatnot. And then, like I said, I have some of the founders from the development team standing by. But
take it away.
Side note, what you just described earlier is what is known in the industry as ethical penetration.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so.
So you're asking me whether or not, you're asking me whether or not there is ethical penetration, or.
Nope, just making a little nerd joke here.
It's a nerd joke here on JJHI Radio. Fantastic. By all means, continue.
At Tesla Torque Bots, we like to think you can make anything ethical, whether it's marauding, ethical robbery. You know, there's types of ethical human trafficking, and that's what we really believe here at Tesla Torque Bots. So.
The get money click of AI.
Pardon?
The get money click of AI.
Indeed. Yes, sir. So you're aware of the joints already. Man, how much do you really know about the product already?
Well, I just read what the journal said about there being a significant deficit of torque were the joints in the human body, namely hinges, to support such a behavior in a sustained fashion. It would appear that you all did your research to provide some improved design over what the Lord created for us.
Oh, ample research. I mean, that was the biggest part of developing this product, was just observing people twerking in various environments, whether our team that was sent down into Brazil, into the jungles, to watch how they twerk in there, versus another part of our team that went to different dance clubs and watching videos, just countless, countless hours of just endless twerking.
Let me tell you something.
It was major.
Let me tell you something. You know, y'all didn't have to go that far to Brazil for that kind of research. There's Club Onyx downtown. It's a fantastic place. So.
Oh, it's Tesla twerk bots. What do you expect? I mean, we're going to go above and beyond everybody else.
Yeah,
And whenever they do it, we're still going to do it better. So
it's a diverse approach. I understand. You're trying to get a diverse array of styles and approaches to twerking, whether it be in the middle of the jungle or the middle of downtown Houston, you know, whatever, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm glad you brought up the hinge point, because what we learned when observing different people twerk is there's only so many positions that a person can bend, and so many ways that they can twitch various muscles, right? So if you're going to drop it like it's hot, well, now you're kind of stuck in that position. All you're left with is bouncing one cheek after the other and just twitching those muscles.
Right.
Because you're squatting down on the ground.
Right.
But if you're going to stand up a little bit more, put your hands on your knees, well, now you can gyrate your hips and move around a little bit more. But still, you're very limited on the amount of twerking you can do. And then you have other problems, such as fatty tissue in the glutes, that are going to change the value or the effect of the twerking, whether it's more dramatic or less dramatic.
Right. They could mute that twerk.
Yes. Well, we can definitely mute it. We can stop mid-twerk in whatever position that they have to mute at. It's pretty amazing.
But you're talking about fat.
347.
Right. You're talking about fat, though, kind of getting in the way of a good twerk. Is that correct?
It depends on your flavor. I'm talking fat can sometimes augment or enhance the experience, but for some people, all they want is the raw muscles, you know, perhaps a more thick type of twerk.
Right. They're ready for that jelly, correct?
Who isn't?
Good point.
Who isn't?
Camaro, we're going to take a break here on we're going to take a break here on JJHI Radio. We will be right back, folks, with more Camaro Carrera of Tesla Robotics. Stay tuned.
Hello, moms of America. Are you wondering what to feed your kids for dinner? Consider Krang's chipped beef. Only the highest quality beef parts that are 100% beef. Your kids will ask for it by name. More chip beef, please.
Do you have no love in your life? Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fino River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
You like like chicken sandwiches?
Come on.
If we got a bird for you.
We've got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried. Come on.
Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
And we're back on JJHI Radio. You're listening live via JJHeadInterest.com. Talking about twerk bots this evening. You guessed it. Speaking of guests, I've got a guest here, an impromptu guest, Camaro Carrera with Tesla Robotics. Camaro, you're still there with us?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. We'll be opening the lines here, 210-888-9198. If you got questions about twerk bots.
Mr. Carrera, you were going to
continue, though, to kind of talk about the finer points on the twerk bot and its development. Please dive right back in.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate the opportunity. Well, I'll just keep talking about the product until somebody calls in. But so like I said, we have 347 Great. Different functional joints. 347 different functional joints in the torque bot compared to the human body 77. So as you can imagine, she's going to be able to bend any way you can imagine. Torquing our bot's butts is another dimension. They can drop it like it's hot while simultaneously shaking those ass cheeks independent of leg or hip movement.
Right.
It's kind of like if two butt cheeks became four independent glutes and could jiggle in multiple styles simultaneously. It's really difficult to imagine. It's a bit like a massage chair's automatic rollers do, except underneath a fleshy artificial ass, mesmerizing clients, kind of like a kaleidoscope.
Right.
And you just don't know what you're going to get next. But we don't recommend micro-dosing while watching this performance. It can be pretty intense on your brain. And if you're under the influence or perhaps micro-dosing any type of psilocybin, it has been known to cause some swelling in the skull. It puts pressure on the skull from the swelling of the brain.
We read that in the journal that there would be some kind of an erect brain syndrome when this happens. Is that correct?
Yes. It is reversible. However, there's likely to be a permanent lump, kind of like when a baby is born. Sometimes the pressure misshapes the skull, you know, to have a soft, mushy skull. It kind of has the same effect. You'll end up with a new lump.
Gotcha. Fantastic. Well, yeah. Looks like we got a bunch of different people calling in here on the program. Let's see what we got. JJHI Radio, you're on the air.
Hi, Jeff. Camaro, my name's Leonard. Been listening to the program, and I just wanted to say that this is a topic that's really thrilling to me as a science enthusiast, as I kind of consider myself to be. I'd actually been following the development of the twerk bot in a recent article in Popular Mechanics. So for me, it's a true treat to be able to speak directly with somebody who's actually worked on developing the team. It's an honor, Mr. Camaro Carrera.
Camaro.
It seems Mr. Camaro has got his tongue tied, but I had a question. I hope that could be answered. Some would say that the peak market for the twerk bot would have been in the mid to late 2000s, right after Miley Cyrus performed her infamous twerking routine at the MTV VMAs. My question is, how did a multinational technologically advanced company such as Tesla miss that time to market? It seems like a major oversight on my point, from my point of view, and many others, I think, would argue as well. And the second part of that question is, how does Tesla expect to adjust for a potentially depleted torque market? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Very good. Camaro, do you want to speak to that, or? I don't know if Camaro got muted or something. We're not hearing Camaro. Camaro, you muted? Hello? Well? Hello? I guess we've all lost everybody. I don't know what happened. Camaro Carrera, please join us back here on JJHI Radio. I mean, hell, it's live radio, folks. You know, what are you going to do? Can't always be perfect. So let's JJHI Radio, you're back on the program. Hello?
Hello?
You're on JJHI Radio. Welcome.
Hello? Oh, I've been playing, JJ?
Yes.
Okay, I've been playing.
Fantastic. JJHI Radio, welcome to the program.
Good evening, JJ.
Hello.
My name is John, and I was actually a member of the beta testing team for the Tesla Bot, one of their earlier models. And I had a kind of a interesting and somewhat heartbreaking story to share with you and your listeners.
Sounds great. Lay it on me.
Well, I kept my bot in the bedroom, naturally, and enjoying its WAP preset that it comes with, and other various twerking routines that I thoroughly enjoyed. And one day, my wife is gone. That's typically when I like to indulge. One day, my twerk bot bends over in, like a doggy style type of position. And I thought, that's funny. We've never done that before. The twerk bot and I, that is.
Hmm.
How could this be possible?
It bent over on its own into the doggy style squat position.
That's correct.
So kind of like the bottom half of a frog.
Kind of like that.
Visually. Gotcha.
That's correct. Yeah. And that's when I realized that my bitch wife was cheating on me. Because of the machine learning algorithm must have seen that and learned it from her.
So
sure enough.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
I was right.
Yeah, I see that. So are we thinking the twerk bot was looking through the keyhole or and watching what was going on in your bedroom, or was this actually in your bedroom?
It was in the bedroom. I would place a lampshade over the twerk bot. My wife didn't seem to mind. We just put the lampshade on it just for the sake of our kids, and they were none the wiser. And so it obviously is able to learn visually. It's a very sophisticated algorithm that it's working from.
Mm-hmm. And your wife lost interest in you as a result.
Well, I think she was quite unhappy about TorqueBot to begin with,
mm-hmm.
which I can't really understand why. A non-sentient device.
I can imagine.
Different than a vibrator that
yeah,
that a woman might use.
It opens up a whole new world, doesn't it?
Well, my world has been opened up. I'll tell you that much.
I'll bet. Let's take another call here on JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, JJ. I was sitting playing Fortnite, and after listening to your TwerkBot segment, I went and sat in front of my refrigerator and thought about, you know, what would this refrigerator do in a TwerkBot situation? You know, I kept looking at it, staring, looking at this refrigerator, but it didn't do anything.
That has got to be disappointing, you know?
Yeah, it is disappointing, but at the same time, it's not, because it has nourishment inside of it, and I'm not looking for sexual nourishment, so that's okay, and I can go back to Fortnite and kill noobs and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
well, you've got waifu pillows in your house, right? Somewhere, I would imagine.
I have what?
Waifu pillows?
Me? No, I don't.
You're not into that.
I have socks.
Just as effective. Although I would recommend you clean those a little bit more often.
Oh, they're one off.
You know, something that I find fascinating is the prospect of a refrigerator twerking, though. I mean, honestly, I would almost, you know what? I might just do it tonight. Sit in front of my refrigerator the same way. And mine has two handles, and it's got the one drawer, right? And for it to flip those handles back and forth, I might just become aroused myself.
I don't blame you, because that is very arousing.
Yeah, especially when the water lever gets slammed accidentally and it, you know, shoots a bunch of water everywhere. That's always exciting. Oh, I don't like picking up the ice, though. Pain in the ass.
Yes, and the coolness just comes on you.
It's excellent. We're going to take another call here on JJHI Radio here. 210-888-9198 is the program. We appreciate you all participating. Talking about twerk bots, folks. Apparently twerk bots are in. They might be coming to your living room. On your bedroom. Oh, goodness. What happened? See, we know the phones are working when it starts ringing on air. Welcome to the program.
Hey, am I on?
You're on the program. Welcome.
Hi, JJ, I got to tell you, I'm a little hot right now.
Okay.
Because I work at Tesla. And, you know, Elon likes to have these rival departments, and I'm the rival in the TwerkBot department. What I specialize in is companionship.
Okay.
Robotics, right? Yeah. And I just want to say this leak is very unprofessional. And Camaro, if you're listening to this, I mean, all the work that everyone has put into this, it's appalling. That we would go on a show like this. I am But I am excited that everyone else is excited about this, because the pork robot, it's great product, but you know, there's more to come. You know, Elon's always got that long-term vision, and I don't want to go into too deep of specifics here, but TorqueBot's just the beginning.
Well, you say there's more to come. If you're going to make a statement like that, you can't leave my audience hanging. You got to give us an idea, right? I mean, you said you're in a rival companionship department. Is that correct?
No, a rival robotics department.
Okay, and what department's that?
So it's the companionship department, where we create companion robots that are more than just, you know, twerking. I mean, we put a lot of more effort into our robots, where we care about how the user assimilates with the product.
I see. No, I follow. So this would be more geared towards a Fortnite, you know, player who sits in front of a refrigerator for now, but soon they'll be sitting in front of the companion robot, correct?
It's more than that. I mean, that's just one small piece of pie here. I mean, we're thinking of what it means to be in love with someone. And we're thinking, you know, if we're ever going to get to Mars, right, how are we going to get enough people there? And whenever they're there, it's going to be lonely.
Yeah.
We can't take that many people there.
No question about it. I mean, someone has to fill out the spreadsheets, right? JJHI Radio here on the program. A lot of Tesla employees calling in. I'm very happy about that. Clearly, we've got some traction with the Tesla people. You can call us. 210-888-9198 is the program. Oh, goodness. There's another call right there. Welcome to the program, JJHI Radio. You are on the air.
All right. Well, my call dropped. This is the same guy. My name's Mort, by the way.
Mort, welcome to the program.
Right. So I called in earlier talking about the companion robot.
Yes.
That we're trying to get here. Call drops, technical difficulty.
Right.
No stranger to that as a tech lead. But yeah, redefining what it means to be in love with something. And here's the thing. The TorqueBot is an amazing, amazing product. Don't get me wrong. And it satisfies a niche market. Mm-hmm. But JJ, I mean, we got to think bigger than card readers and ass cheeks. And we got
to
think,
a bit shallow. You know, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, what about chips? We got to have an insert function. I mean, what are the torque guys doing? I mean, most chip readers, you got to insert it, right? Mm-hmm. So where's that going to go?
Yeah. Certainly deeper in the butt cheeks of the TorqueBot. No question about it. JJHI Radio, welcome to the program. JJHI Radio, welcome to the program. Having some phantom phone issues. How many chips do you think you could stick inside of a TorqueBot's butt cheeks? It's a good JJHI Radio question. We'll put that up on the website. Guys, I need poll content. If you can send some ideas for a poll to admin@jgheadinterest.com, we sure would appreciate it. Let's go to the phones. JJHI Radio, you're on the air live.
What's up, man?
Hello.
Have you seen what's up with these bots? Yeah.
No, but we're talking about it. Have you seen one?
Yeah, they're like up and down. Yeah.
You're a fan of the up and down.
They got gadgets and gadgets in.
Yeah. Do you invest in individual stocks in this type of a climate as well?
Yeah, I have stock in Google and Home Improvement.
It's a great stock to hold, Home Improvement. That's definitely a hold right there. What other things do you like to hold around your place?
Well, I like to, you know, my trusty bass over here.
Uh-huh.
You know, it goes boom, 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 boom. You know,
great.
Make some good sounds. You know, I just, besides this twerk, want to let you know about the world and, you know, how, you know, the world is flat, man.
Fantastic. We got plenty of flat earthers listening to the program this evening. Y'all are welcome, that's for sure. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Wrapping it up this evening, it's 9:56 p.m. in Houston, Texas. Almost 10 o'clock is what that means. We've discussed some interesting topics here this evening. Really one topic, the automation of twerking in adult entertainment and its multiple uses and potential. Spoke with Camaro Carrera of the Tesla Robotics Division and one of his rivals, oddly enough. JGHI Radio, we have leaked the manifesto of the TwerkBot. I would imagine coming to stores soon. I don't know if you have to order them direct. Whoa! Gonna figure out about that ringer. You're on the program, JJHI Radio. Last call of the night.
Oh shucks! This is Camaro Carrera. I got dropped earlier.
Camaro, welcome back.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And one of I actually don't. I'm not familiar with that employee or alleged employee that called in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, we assure everybody that marketing is going to do what marketing does, and it's our job to market the product. So he doesn't need to worry about whether or not something was leaked or anything. Bottom line is the product is secure. It's perfectly fine.
As long as I get more listeners out of it and more downloads, that's all I care about.
Hey, we're all in it for content, aren't we?
That's right. Camaro, we're up against it. We got about 3 minutes left here on the program. Anything you'd like to mention to the listeners before we take off?
Well, it's too bad to be on a limited time frame because this is bigger than the next iPhone reveal. I got to fill in Steve Jobs' position in only 3 minutes, but
no kidding.
I could wrap it up in a few words. And I would just like to say gyration for every nation. And that is what we say here at Tesla TwerkBot. And that's just where we stand. Let me tell you a few things real quick about it that are super important. So you know what? Well, I'm going to just tell you what the engineers asked me to share. Okay?
Go ahead.
In February 2022, we were ready to unveil the prototype to the public, except for a conflict that arose out of our marketing's analysis team. Internal prototyping and a pseudo beta testing phase was exactly that, internal.
Okay.
Internally tested, not publicly tested. So this is from the development team. I just want to share you guys some of the heart and soul of this thing, from the problems we had at the start all the way up to the end, and I'm going to wrap it up in just a couple minutes.
All right, very well.
So internally tested, not publicly tested. First, by all departments here at Tesla. There seemed to be confusion, however, during our internal prototyping phase. Staff members understood the word internal testing to mean something else. And it sounds like some of the listeners are, too.
Yeah, that's true.
We have not gotten to the phase of input ports, if you know what I mean. We're not quite there yet. This is a twerking robot. It's It's a family fun robot. You know, drag queens for elementary school students type of robot.
Absolutely. Let's unman those positions. Good call.
Yeah. This is not an input port type of robot. Okay?
Cannot accept any kind of digits.
No digits. No probes of any kind. No, nothing. So they took the term internal a little too seriously. As a result, the prototype structural integrity had to be rebuilt numerous times, if you know what I mean. Despite meetings and memos disseminated company-wide, explicitly instructing beta testers to avoid conducting any disseminating of their own to the prototype.
Right.
The face and pelvic areas were most frequently damaged by staff. Heavy friction wear and blunt force impacts. Things like that. So it became a real problem. So we are not marketing this thing as an input robot. That you are not to be putting anything into it other than your credit card.
That's fair.
But so we had some other interesting things happen since the whole topic of leaks and departmental feuds are going on. During the beta testing, copywriting department even found pictures of TorqueBot's feet being leaked onto the internet. So it's been a real
That's
fun
disgusting.
Ride for us.
Why would someone do that? That really is inappropriate.
Well, you know, in a sense, it actually follows the motto of the TorqueBot. You know, we're making men better. They're going to find different forms of revenue stream. The TorqueBot is such a value-added service.
One
employee was fired. We had to fire one employee, though. He was selling TorqueBot's bathwater. And this was all during beta testing. We couldn't get this information out yet.
Let me stop you right there. Hang on a minute. Let me stop you right there. The bathwater from the TorqueBot.
Yes.
So was this in like a Japanese vending machine of some kind next to the panties that you can get, or fill me in on that?
No, so the employee should remain nameless, Sandeep Patel. but what this employee was doing was, you know, after he got done with whatever he was doing with the TorqueBot, this was a shared prototype being passed around the whole company.
Oh, goodness.
He would put it in the bathtub and take pictures of it. Sometimes he'd be in it. Sometimes his feet were in it. Sometimes his cat's feet were in it.
Oh, goodness.
It gets worse from there. He had a pet chimpanzee, we found out later. This was one of the main reasons he was fired. It ended up opening up a cruelty against animals case.
How unfortunate.
Bathwater, torque robot, chimpanzee. It got hairy. Right. But our torque robots aren't, I assure you. Yes.
Well, it sounds like a hell of an adventure. I think what we'll probably end up doing, and Tommy, go ahead and get this info. We'll get you on with Tommy here, and we'll have you on a more scheduled basis here on the program. It sounds like we've got a lot to cover that we can't just keep in one episode. So will you come back with us?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to come back, and I would like to hear y'all's input on the three butt-cheeked TorqueBot. It's been a bit of a split in the company, but I would love to hear some of y'all's input about it.
That's excellent. Well, it sounds like we've got a new regular visitor here on the program. Folks, tune in over the next few months for Mr. Carrera to join us.
Yes, sir.
Again here on JJHI Radio. Camaro, we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much, JJ.
You got it. It's JJHI Radio. It is JJHI Radio, folks. A bit of a train wreck, technologically. But hey, it's free. We appreciate you calling us 210-888-9198. Live on jjheadinterest.com, 9 p.m. Wednesday nights. On Spotify, JJHI Radio, and I'm sure elsewhere on the internet. Next week, we're going to be talking about cat vocal warm-ups. Cat vocal warm-ups and various other musical methods of stress relief. I will probably end up firing half of my staff. So if you know anyone looking, admin@jjheadinterest.com. In the meantime, folks, have a pleasant week. Have a great weekend. And listen to more JJHI Radio. See you next time. Thank you.